Playing online and on smart devices. Now on London Scottia Radio, it's podcast time. I'm George Matlock.
Hello and welcome from Kew Gardens, London Scottia Radio is here to broadcast an interview with Richard Barley, who is the Director of Horticulture and Learning here at the Royal Botanical Gardens in Kew. So first of all, a very big welcome.
Hello.
You've recently joined the London Scottia Club, and of course we're delighted to see that you have indeed the aforementioned, and there he is, there's a little Scottish Terrier.
So this is Archie. He's a 7.5-year-old boy, Scotty, and we've had him since he was a puppy.
And he was born in 2013, is it?
Yes,
in
December 2013, yeah, and he lives with us, he's grown up here. He's showing you his back end, which is, Archie, show the front end. It's a much nicer look. Yes, thank you.
He's very agile.
So,
I wanted to ask you first of all, if I may, the great story around what he does at tea time.
Okay, so so he lives with us here on site in our house, and he's had a curious habit since he was a puppy. If I carry cups of tea, one or more cups of tea in the house, he attacks my feet with a lot of sound and fury, and it does signify nothing, but he shows the teeth and he growls and you would have the impression that he was a very vicious dog, and of course he's nothing of the sort, because he's the friendliest sort of softy you could ever meet, but just puts on this great show when I'm carrying cups of tea. I have no idea why. It's just one of his things.
Well, they are certainly a bit of a mystery, Scotties, in so many ways, as owners discover over the years.
Yeah.
I have to put it to you, this is your first Scottish Terrier, is it not?
Correct, yes.
And therefore, what made you decide to choose a Scottie?
Well, I guess my wife Anita and I and our daughter Georgie have always, we've always liked terriers, and we had Cairn Terriers in Australia before we came over here, and we had one who was such a nice dog that we felt we could never get another Cairn that could possibly live up to anything like that, so we had to shift across a bit, and hence the Scottie, which, I mean, as I said, we've always loved the notion of a Scottie, and to actually get one was very exciting. So we got him as a young pup from up in the borders between England and North Wales, from a farm up there, and he settled in very well here at Kew.
Fantastic. Now, the story of the Scottie in Kew Gardens is, of course, a very special one, because as a normal rule, you can't bring dogs in here, can you?
Sadly, that's the case, and it's one of those funny things. There are several of us who live here on site, and I think all of us have dogs. So we wait for the gardens to close or before the gardens open in the morning, and out we go and they chase squirrels and whatnot. But it's one of those things that it's curious, because half the population, I think, thinks, well, of course we should allow dogs in it, and the other half just as strongly thinks we shouldn't. And I just love to have a little bit of a trial on that and see how we go. But we're not quite there yet.
And in terms of Scottish Terriers in the gardens here, as far as you know, is Archie the first ever Scottie to reside in Kew Gardens?
I haven't heard of any others, so it may be the case, but I'm really not sure. I've never seen a picture of any staff member with a Scottie. Like, people tend to have spaniels mostly, sort of cockers and working cockers and springers and things like that. There's one or two, there's a collie. There's one or two sort of whippety things, but no, I haven't seen another Scottie yet, but who knows, maybe.
Okay, and what are sort of pet likes and dislikes of Archie? What does he like to do?